Hi, my name is Henry Reinga, the president of Christian Leaders College and Institute, and with me is Professor Steve Elzinga. Together, we have been working for over 30 years, and we welcome you and welcome you again to Christian Leaders College and Institute.
Right, and it's a journey that is going to be an amazing journey for you. It's been an amazing journey for us.
Yes.
We started out together as church planters, and we built churches, we reached people, but we always had a vision of how can we mobilize people? How do we connect people to God?
Yeah.
And how does that connection result in ministers? People that minister to people, people that go out and make a difference in the lives of people.
What do we mean by minister? You know, the Bible talks about the word minister. It's the word actually diakonos. And Jesus said to his disciples in the book of Mark, if you want to be great, you must be the diakonos, the minister. Then in the book of Acts, we see how the apostles needed more help. The early church was expanding, mm-hmm. and who was going to help? So there was an issue, and then we read about the minister group where Stephen was mentioned and others, and Stephen was actually one of the first martyrs,
right.
but he was a minister. And then we see in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul said that I'm a minister, diakonos, of the gospel. And then we see in the book of Romans, I commend you, Phoebe, a minister. Here's someone who's carrying the book of Romans. And then we see that word even is used in around 1:12. There are two female slaves who are ministers, and that was the Greek word minister translated to the Latin word ministre. So ministers, and then throughout the history of the church, ministers are agents, stewards, called by God to proclaim the gospel, to serve, to bring reconciliation between God and humanity and each other.
So now, Henry, some of these students have signed up here and they're taking this class to figure out, how this all works. And you're calling them ministers right off the bat. It's like, is that somewhat intimidating? Or how are you using minister in a different way than maybe has been traditionally? Most of us think of a minister as the guy who gets up front, stands behind the pulpit, does some preaching.
Right.
Is that you?
Well, the early church thought of minister as a volunteer, as a part-time, or a career minister. And that was actually the thinking. Around the 3rd and 4th century, they started making it only career.
Okay.
And then that was paid only.
And now, specific roles of preaching.
Yes.
And limited roles.
Limited roles. We are going back to how the original understanding of minister is, that we are Christian leaders called by God to be used by Him to proclaim the gospel, to minister to others, to bring reconciliation to God and each other.
So if you're a parent, for example, and you're trying to raise your children in a Christian lifestyle,
right,
you're a minister.
You're a minister.
Because you're called to lead your family.
Yes.
Or if you're evangelizing your neighbor,
right.
you're called to lead. You're actually doing what a minister does.
Right.
Or if you're leading a Bible study, or if you're trying to help counsel a newly married couple, or
right.
if you're volunteering to do something in your church. If you're leading in any way, if you're trying to help out anybody
in the name of Christ,
you are a minister.
And we are here to help you get training, a ministry training, so that you can be more confident and competent as a minister.
Right. So we have classes that you can take. We have how many?
Over 100.
Over 100 classes. Yes. That will help you in various roles of ministers.
Yes.
Sometimes we think a minister is this, the guy who preaches or the guy who leads a church. There are many different kinds of roles of ministers. There's life coach ministers.
Yeah, we have that in the program.
There's ministers who just conduct weddings or funerals
officiant,
or counselors or Bible study leaders or church planters or businessmen that just want to make a difference in the arena of business.
Ministry biz, we call it.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We have courses on all those things.
Right.
So we're to help you become the minister that God is calling you to become. And maybe you don't know what that is yet.
Right.
But that's part of what this class is about.
Right. Right. And this class, in a sense, orientate you, onboard you, whatever you want to call it, gives you a landing, because maybe you haven't studied for a long time. So we're going to teach you about, you know, academic literacy, but hopefully in a ministry fun way.
Right, right.
And we're going to talk about habits and
goals, how to study,
time management,
and you know, your purpose, your calling.
Yep.
All these things that maybe right now you have sort of an idea of, and maybe some of you know for sure. But
right.
Others of you are like, you know, I was curious, I'm here, and I'm telling you, if you are curious, then you're in the right place.
That's right. That's right.
And we encourage you to keep going with this specific class, because this class, we're trying to motivate you, we're trying to inform you, we're trying to encourage you, we're trying to give you clarity for your life and your purpose and your calling in God's kingdom.
And what you'll find is the Holy Spirit will lead you to make a few decisions. Like, is this something I really want to do?
Right.
You'll find new confidence that you can accomplish something. In this class, we will allow you to take the quizzes more than once.
Right.
So you can sort of get onboarded to study again.
Right.
In this class, you will learn about how to succeed at studying ministry.
Right. And hopefully succeed at life. And in some ways, it's not just about ministry.
Okay.
It's about helping you get connected to God, helping you get connected to God's purpose, help you figure out that God has called you for a purpose. He has something in mind for your life. And we are here to encourage you and lift you up and push you forward, and by God's grace, by the Holy Spirit, we're trusting the Holy Spirit will be using everything that is done here for His honor and His glory.
A couple of things to know. These courses are free. Now, what does that mean? It means that people have supported the giving of this opportunity to you. So it's not about you having to pay money or anything like this. Now, what does that mean further? It means that somebody made donations. And many students who've been impacted by this
now
have made donations. We call them the vision partners.
Right.
But nothing is required of you.
No.
This is your curious journey of ministry.
Yes.
Also, kingdom donors have supported this as well. So know that this is a free exchange.
And, you know, we have learned that when people start out, they're skeptical.
Yes, but you are already skeptical, and you understand that.
Yes. But the testimony of student after student after, we hear it all the time. You know, when I came in, I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I'm wondering when the hammer's going to come down.
Yep.
But they all give a testimony, you know. It was.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. So you're here on a journey.
Yes.
And we don't know where that's going to go.
No.
And, you know, we have a lot of professors, people who are accomplished, accredited in ministry training.
Yeah.
And you're going to get exposed to, you know, people who really know theology. Like Dr. David Fettes, our provost, is an accomplished teacher, and he's one of the professors, as well as 50 or more other professors in all sorts of topics.
Right.
So that's going to be interesting to see where God takes you in that way as well.
Right. So you're thinking free. A lot of times free means the quality goes down.
Oh. Well, just taste and see
about
that. I want to give you no illusions. This is hard.
Yeah, it's not a fluff thing.
No, this is the Harvard of free.
Yes.
This is not your get through something real quick and get a certificate in the mail.
Yeah.
This is difficult.
Because our goal is not that you get a certificate and that you somehow get through courses. Our goal is that you actually get equipped for whatever God is calling you to do.
Yes. So now, we have classes. At the award level, let's call it adult education level, we have awards. And those are generally through Christian Leaders Institute. But some of you, and I should say one more thing about that. That's more for those who are sort of volunteer, those who maybe are in part-time, you're learning things, part-time ministry, you know, you're a single mom and you want to learn how to parent your child better. There's a lot of applications for that. Some of you are on a career path. You'd actually like to go on to master's study, and you can't believe that the college offers low-fee college credentials that for a low fee, you actually can get a college credential.
It's ridiculous.
And you're wondering, it is. Yeah. So there's this low fee, you can get a college credential, and there are partners that will take this bachelor degree you can earn here and you can get master's study. So why go someplace else when you can get a bachelor degree here that goes on to a master's study, whether that's a divinity study, master's of divinity, whether it's chaplaincy. There's even Ohio Christian University where you can get an MBA, a master's of business, by taking a divinity or a degree here. So very affordable if you're a homeschooling family or if you already are in debt quite a bit and you didn't finish anything, you can transfer credits over here. You can get into the college program.
Well, in the school I went to, it costs $50,000-$60,000 now to get just a graduate bachelor's degree.
Right.
And then I went on to seminary to get my master's degree. But, you know, if I was doing it now, I could do it at CLI for...
Yeah, my daughter, Abigail, almost has her bachelor's degree. It's 2020 right now, and she almost has her bachelor's degree and already thinking about which master's program she's going to go into next. So whether you're, you know, on a volunteer track, you just want to serve, you've already got your degree, but you want to take some classes in ministry, whether you want to have a career track of study, Christian Leaders College offers that. But there's one more thing. Some of you, you know, are seeking licensed or ordained clergy roles. And we actually have a clergy program. I've got to get my little hat here.
Well, you can see it on the shirt.
Oh, yeah. Right here on the shirt. We have a clergy program that has several components to it. It has training, ministry training. It has recommendation pieces where I don't tell the world, look at me, I'm licensed or ordained. It also has an international directory. You know, this is not an online ordination in the ordinations you can buy at like a diploma mill or an ordination mill where I just sign my name or I type in, I pay $150, and then they send me some credentials. This is actually a for real grounded program of ministry training with recommendations, a local prayer that for your local area. The government can look at our Christian Leaders Alliance website and they can see that what this is. You know, like in places like Tennessee that do not allow, or their government does not want to allow online ordinations. This is a beautiful thing because it's not technically an online ordination. It's like how the church has always done it, but the training is online. So we welcome you, and in these next classes, what can they expect now in these classes as they sort of get orientated to Christian Leaders College, Institute, and Alliance?
Well, this is where you're starting, and we want you to start out running. So we're going to motivate you. We're going to give you the basics of how you can succeed with this online study. Online study is not exactly the same thing as maybe where you went to high school and there was a class and there's a teacher. There's certain things that lead to success that we've learned over the years. We know what it takes to succeed at this and where some of the stumbling blocks are, where the walls are. So we talk about walls. We talk about how to get over the walls. So, you know, we're not we're not just claiming this is going to be easy. We're going to show you this is where it's hard. This is what you need to do to get over the thing.
Right.
These are the sense of God's calling in your life. Some of you are maybe skeptical about your ability to do anything. So we address all these. Everything in this class is designed to help you actually thrive and succeed. And you may be nervous about it. You may be doubtful about it. And by the end of this thing, I think you'll be confident. You'll be able to look at the different certificates we have and programs and the classes, and you'll have a way better chance of trying to figure out your way into your future. This is all about what God may be calling you to do. It's not about what we're trying to get you to do.
Right.
You might be here just to learn more about Christianity.
Right. That's
you may take one class or two classes
Christian
or whatever
basics,
it is.
That's it. That's all you're
talking about. In fact, you can check out all the classes. You can listen to a lecture here. You can listen to a lecture here before you even signed up to the class.
Right.
So it's all there to help you figure out what God wants to do with you, no matter what it is.
Now, this class is required. And the reason being, we've learned, because we have a small budget, relatively speaking, we don't have a lot of customer service personnel. We have some, and they're very willing to serve whenever they can.
Right.
But we have found that a class like this helps you do well, that you can just go about what you're doing and do it well without having to like stumble constantly.
Right.
So we're excited you're here.
Yes.
Just go through the class, watch the lectures. It will come little by little. You're going to hear that word pretty soon.
Yeah.
And when you're done with this class, you're ready to launch.
Yes.
I mentioned before, you can take the quizzes more than once because we want you to learn how to get to the flow of the quizzes and all of that. So this is an easy A.
Yes.
Now, I want you to know, some of you might be thinking, oh, I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to take the quizzes again and again until I get the right answer. And don't do that.
No.
And by the way, we have an algorithm that tells us if you've cheated the system. So we want you.
And don't cheat yourself.
Yeah, really, that's the key issue, right?
Right.
Yeah, don't cheat yourself. So welcome aboard. May God bless you greatly as you're here. And don't disqualify yourself from this moment and this opportunity.
Yeah. Go to the next one.